Good afternoon, brethren. Well, I'll tell you, that last song, and you might not recognize it at first, but it fits so well with the message I have for you today. It's something that I want to share with you. As most of you know, about 4 months ago, on Sabbath morning the 10th, almost exactly 4 months ago, I woke at about 7:30 a.m. in the morning with some severe stomach pains. At about 9:30, my wife took me down to the emergency room. And after about 2 hours of various testing and a CT scan, I was rushed downtown to Swedish Hospital. I got there at about 12:20 in the afternoon. What they told me, that I was bleeding to death internally. Sometime in the last 2 years, I had developed a growth in my abdomen of blood vessels. They called it a hematoma, which is a fancy word for bruise, but this was roughly the size of a soda can, actually slightly larger, 10 centimeters by 7 by 5. And it had blood vessel connections throughout my abdominal cavity, including about 4 feet of my colon. So when I was admitted, the surgeon on duty that day was actually one of the very best in the Seattle area, and he said that if I had delayed arrival by more than 2, maybe 3 hours, 4 at the very most, that I wouldn't have even made it into the hospital. He told me then that if everything went absolutely perfect, the 3 operations that they were scheduling, that I had slightly less than a 50-50 chance of survival. He asked me how I felt about that, and I said, God's will be done. Well, that Saturday afternoon, and then Saturday evening, and then again on Sunday afternoon, I underwent those 3 surgeries. The first was the exploratory, just to find out exactly what they needed to do and what they were up against, and why exactly I was bleeding to death, because they really didn't know at that time. The second was actually to remove that hematoma and 4 feet of colon. Fortunately, we have about 12 feet to begin with. And then the third was to put the colon back together. That happened on Sunday. Dennis Luker came to the hospital twice during my stay, and the first to anoint me, and then to visit a few days later. Paul and Maureen, of course, showed up. My wife, of course, was there. My 2 brothers were there. Some of you came to visit me. 4 people from my work came to visit me. Thank you all so very much. Got about 30 cards. I have them tucked away someplace safe, which, of course, that means I'll never find them again. So I do want to thank all of you for the visits and the cards. So by now you're probably thinking that what I'm going to talk about is how we need to put our lives in God's hands, or how we need to be hospitable or visit people in the hospital. And all of those are really good topics, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. What I want to talk about today is blueberry pancakes. Some of you may be wondering what blueberry pancakes has to do with life-threatening surgery. Some of you are smiling and elbowing who's next to you and going, I know, because I've already told you what I was talking about and why. During my week-long stay down at Swedish, the first 5 days were totally without food or liquids. I was allowed to chew on some ice cubes, and that was about it. Because they had to remove 4 feet of my colon, I had a tube down my nose into my stomach, not for feeding, but for evacuation. And I was being fed sugar water intravenously just to keep me alive. My digestive system, of course, had shut completely down because of the surgery. And any food that I would have eaten or any fluids may well have leaked into the abdominal cavity if the stomach wasn't evacuated. And that causes a condition that is extremely painful and usually fatal, known as peritonitis. Something that I'm actually very familiar with, because it's what my mother died of in 1968. Some of you knew her very well. When I was finally able to eat clear liquids and fluids. I saw that they had apple juice, and the only other thing on the menu that was there, other than various juices, was either chicken broth or beef broth. Of course, hospital food isn't normally renowned for its, how can I say, flavor. Although Swedish is a little different, they actually do have a restaurant downstairs, and you actually order off a menu. Now, it's not like Daniel's or 13 Coins, but it is pretty good. It certainly compares with Denny's. So it's not necessarily good, but it's not entirely bad. So that early afternoon, I did get the chicken soup. And man, that was good chicken soup. But you know, after 5 days of nothing, I think anything would have tasted pretty good. Shortly thereafter, the doctor came in and said, hey, you know what? The last of the tests came back, and you can have solid food now. And I went, whoa, so soon. It was just a couple of hours later. So they brought me the extended menu, the regular menu. And as I was looking through it, I looked and saw, ooh, they've got blueberry pancakes. I love blueberry pancakes. Used to have a blueberry bush up in my property in Stanwood. And for a few months, I was able to go out in the morning and actually pick a handful of blueberry pancakes. Or pick a handful of blueberries, and my wife would make buttermilk pancakes, and I would go poke them into the pancake in strategic locations, and I would have fresh blueberry pancakes. Well, that day it took almost 45 minutes for those pancakes to arrive. And when they did, I saw two huge pancakes stacked on top of one another, covering the entire plate. I carefully spread the butter between the two pancakes and then on top of the top one, and poured the syrup all around and took my first bite. Oh, that was good. I mean, this was really good blueberry pancakes. They were fresh blueberries too. I couldn't believe it. Washed that bite down with some apple juice, some more apple juice. Took another bite of blueberry pancakes and savored it. I chewed and chewed and tasted it and swallowed it and took another drink of apple juice and said, oh no, something's wrong. I was full. Two bites, and I was full. I couldn't eat another bite. I'd eaten two pieces of blueberry pancake about this big, and I was full. I love blueberry pancakes, and I have two huge blueberry pancakes sitting on my plate. Push it away. 95% of the food on that plate was left there. So what's my point here? I almost died. I had some nice blueberry pancakes. What did I learn from this? I learned when I got sick, or it reminded me that until I got sick, I could have blueberry pancakes anytime I wanted. I took that totally for granted. All I had to do was ask Sammy. She would happily make me blueberry pancakes anytime I wanted. I had to actually be careful, or she'd go down to the store and buy the blueberries just so she'd make me pancakes. It took me being without food for 5 days to realize what's truly important in life. It's not blueberry pancakes, by the way. It's not where I work. And that's a good thing, because there's a different sermon out there. It's not the kind of car I drive or where I live. So the one scripture that I do want you to turn to is John 15:15. Might not be one that you're familiar with by chapter and verse, but it's one that you undoubtedly know. When Christ says, I no longer call you servant, I call you friends. What is important is my relationship with God, my relationship with my wife, and each and every one of you. If God calls us friends and we are all his friends, then we should all be friends, right here. Look around you. There's a room full of people that are all your friends. Our time here on earth is a gift to us. Yes, the destination, eternal life, that gift is important. But so is the journey. There's various metaphors. Wake up, smell the coffee, take time to smell the roses. My new one is take the time to enjoy the blueberry pancakes along the way. We should savor every moment, savor every friendship that we have, and of course, savor every bite of your blueberry pancakes.